Welcome to Bayou Garden on WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. It's been called both picturesque and spooky, but whatever you think of it, Spanish moss draping live oaks and bald cypresses contributes a lot to the look of Louisiana. Spanish moss is a flowering plant that belongs to the bromeliad family. This makes it related to the pineapple plant, the plant that we get pineapples from, which is also in the bromeliad family. Kind of a neat association that you never think about pineapples and Spanish moss as being related. I frequently receive questions from individuals concerned that Spanish moss is damaging their trees. Contrary to what many people believe, Spanish moss is not a parasite, and it does not injure a tree by obtaining any nourishment from it. It's an epiphyte. Now, what that means is that it's a plant that lives upon another plant, but is independent of that other plant. It doesn't take anything from it. Now, Spanish moss gets everything it needs from light, rainwater, and air. Like other green plants, Spanish moss uses light and photosynthesis to create the food it needs from carbon dioxide and water. Spanish moss has no roots, but it does have the ability to absorb the moisture it needs right into its leaf tissue when it rains. The gray scales, which cover the leaves and give the plant its characteristic appearance, help with this process. These scales trap water underneath them, and when it rains, that trapped water is then gradually absorbed by the foliage of the plant. Live oaks and bald cypresses seem especially well suited for harboring this plant, and like many of us, our older live oaks and bald cypresses oftentimes have some Spanish moss on them. But Spanish moss can be seen growing on many other tree species, as well as on dead trees, fences, and power lines. Because people sometimes see Spanish moss growing on a dead branch or a tree, they mistakenly think that the moss killed the branch or even killed the whole tree, but this is incorrect. Although Spanish moss does not obtain any nourishment from a tree, under certain circumstances it can become a nuisance. If a weak limb becomes heavily laden with moss, it could break off. But in most situations, the only real reason for removing the moss is if you don't like the way it looks, not because of any damage it might do. If removal of the moss is necessary, mechanical removal is the preferred method. There are no herbicides labeled for controlling Spanish moss in trees, but you can use a long pole with a hook or a long-handled rake to remove Spanish moss from the lower branches. You may have to hire a licensed arborist or tree company to come in with a bucket truck in order to reach the higher Spanish moss on larger trees. On the other hand, some people want moss to grow in their trees that don't have any moss in them. You can do this by simply gathering up living Spanish moss and then drape or hang it on the ends of the branches where there's plenty of light. If the growing conditions are to its liking, it will become established and grow in the tree. If not, it will die, but there's nothing you can do if that happens, except maybe try again in a different location. In nature, new Spanish moss plants sprout from a seed. The tiny greenish flowers of Spanish moss produce a seed pod that eventually turns brown and splits open when it's mature. The seeds inside are equipped with feathery parachutes, which allow them to float through the air like dandelion seeds until they lodge on a tree branch or other suitable spot to grow. Strands and tiny pieces of moss can also be carried by wind or birds to other locations, and this is another way Spanish moss spreads around. Spanish moss adds character to many of the magnificent ancient live oaks and local parks and landscapes. And what would a Louisiana swamp be without Spanish moss hanging from the branches of the bald cypresses? Whether you appreciate its appearance or wish it would go away, remember Spanish moss is harmless to trees. I might mention one other plant. You'll see a little green fern growing along the branches of live oaks on occasion. This is resurrection fern, another epiphyte that is totally harmless to trees. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.